Hello, Steve Allen here. Did you know there's a noise better than singing birds, better than lapping waves, better even than sizzling bacon? Do you want to hear it? That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run and grow your business. See, Shopify makes it nice and easy for anyone to get selling, from creating your online shop that looks just how you like it to finding new customers to come and use it. You don't need to worry about being an expert in coding or design. With Shopify, it's all done for you, and you get support 24/7. Every minute of the day, a new seller makes their first sale with Shopify, and you can join them. In lockdown, I hankered for my regular supply of the best baked beans, and thanks to Shopify, Heinz launched an online shop in just 7 days. Now it's your turn to get selling with Shopify. Sign up for a free 14-day trial at shopify.co.uk/Steve, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/Steve. Grow your business today.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's very nearly the last day of the month because it's the 29th. And you know why July the 29th is going to go down in history? Come on. Apart from the lovely tributes to Bernard Cribbins, which was very nice indeed, pages and pages. Today is the day we discover what the Wagatha Christie result is in the trial. It's only taken them about 3 bloody months to get round to it. And Rooney's going, oh, whatever happens, I've won. And Vardy, very wisely, keeping a mouth shut, you know, because it went on for ages. They both spent a small fortune, which I couldn't care less about. Makes it, you know, if they want to be stupid enough over, you know, I did this and you leaked it and you sold the story and I didn't need to sell the story because I've got money and all this kind of stuff, which is the kind of, that's the only way you can describe it because it's just so ludicrous. You know, so somebody leaked a story and then I checked out and it came from this person's thing. Well, I mean, I have an internet connection. I don't necessarily write them all the time. I have friends of mine who have access to my Twitter account and they will put things in. If they've got a nice picture or something like that, they will send it and they say, can I post it? And I go, yeah, of course you can. So there's always loads of people who've got access to different people's accounts. And in the case of Rebecca Vardy, who, to be honest with you, I can't stand her anyway. Every time I looked at her, I thought to myself, you're so desperate to be somebody. So desperate to be something, whereas in fact, really, your only claim to fame is you're a wag. And that's it. There is no other talent apart from that. It's a bit like looking at, you know, the other couple who've split up after 11 years of marriage, Paddy McGuinness and his wife, mainly because she's an irritant and she's got a book out and she's very honest and they say, who gives us stuff? Who cares? Nobody cares. Get over yourselves. The trouble is they're all so desperate to be famous. That's all it comes down to nowadays. And, you know, when you go into Love Island, the only way you're ever going to become famous is by pretending that you're going to have a relationship. So you've got to, if it's coming to the end of the series and you still haven't found a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you're in big trouble. Because when you get outside, they've had to start planting stories like, oh, David, apparently, because he made a tiramisu, he's going to be given a cooking show on ITV. No, he isn't. Why would they give him? They've got loads of people who cook, professional people who cook, not just some old ragtag and bobtail person who's come off a Love Island programme. Although Kevin Ligo said he's going to continue with it. Of course he is. It's the only thing that they've ever had that makes an audience, even though it gets record numbers of Ofcom complaints. And it really is a pile of doggy-doos. You know, it's a bit sad, really. It's a bit like we all had to suffer with Stacey Solomon and her wedding dress. I don't know why they're bothering about it. She didn't get married. They had a blessing. Her house is not licensed for weddings. So they showed this fairy tale wedding dress. They say she resembled a real life Disney princess. No, she didn't. She looked like Stacey Solomon, the one who didn't invite all the loose women. Only one loose woman went to this so-called blessing because she's not licensed. She's not licensed, so they've got to do it again somewhere else. And quite clearly, the wedding dress is a freebie. And Joe Swash's hair arrived in a jiffy bag. That's all I can think of. And then they stick it on his head and they go, look, because they did a sideways picture of him. Really bad look. Everybody's got a look. It's like Victoria Beckham thinks if she puts her head on one side, she looks mean and moody. No, she just looks desperately unattractive. She's never, ever looked glam. Nobody ever goes, why, Victoria Beckham? Nobody's ever said that. Not even Dave has ever said that. But, I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it? I don't think so. I think it's an arrangement. I think that Brand Beckham is an arrangement. But I think she's annoyed because one of the magazines said she was annoyed, which means you take it with a pinch of salt. OK, you don't have to believe it, but on the other hand, it makes good copy. And it's the fact that Brooklyn Beckham is a failure in everything. Every single thing he's ever done, he's failed at. He brought out a book that people just died laughing over because it was so bad. The photographs were so out of touch with everything. It took more than 60 people to make a sandwich on his television cooking debut. He can't make a sandwich. He's that dumb. He's 23. He can't do anything at all. He couldn't make coffee as a barista, and he didn't keep his last job where he was modelling because apparently he didn't want to do the modelling, we are told. They'd said, do this. No, it interferes with my holiday. Because he just doesn't work. He's bone idle. And apparently Victoria is very unhappy that the Peltz family are taking him over because he's asking old man Peltz for advice and everything else. Whereas he can't ask his mother because she's struggling to keep a shop going. Dave is an ex-footballer from God knows how many years ago. You know, and all he does now, he just turns up to the opening of an envelope. That's all Dave does, or he goes and has a tattoo. He doesn't do anything as such. And they go, oh, isn't he interesting? And the answer is no. I remember seeing them years ago sitting on the Parky show. And Dave Beckham hardly said a word because he had a little funny little voice. And Victoria spoke for him. But it's this posing. Every time you see a picture of the Spice Girls posing, Victoria's the one who looks unhappy. Very, very unhappy. Deck says farewell to his brother, Dermot, as mass is held for the Roman Catholic priest ahead of his burial in Newcastle. I don't know how it works in the Catholic Church, but apparently they bring the body to the church overnight, and so you can have a vigil staying there. So, in fact, he was taken to St Michael's Church, and Deck carried his brother's coffin, not single-handedly, quite clearly, but with a few other people. I think that's quite brave. Don't you think that's brave? I think that's amazingly brave. But anyway, Deck served as a pallbearer, so, you know, good for him. Good for him, but that, what else would you expect? We'd all do the same thing. We would all do the same thing. But Dermot Donnelly was a respected Catholic priest, and they look lovely. You know, as a family, you know, they look wonderful. Oh, look, Tom Cruise again. He's over here so much now, but this time he paraglides off a mountain, because I think he does most of his own scenes for Mission Impossible. I think what he does is he sort of, and we all, I don't know if you've ever seen the one where he skydives out of an aircraft with James Corden, and James Corden thinks it's going to be a joke. He doesn't realise it's actually going to be happening. So they open to the back of the aircraft and James Corden goes down and goes down. And he does it really well, actually. He does it really well. So well done to Tom for doing that. But I mean, I am getting a wee bit bored, But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Listen, everybody can be bored with people at certain times in their life. That's what makes it a little bit of fun. Also, a friend of mine was watching the last episode of Neighbours. He said it did bring a tear to the eye, or as I prefer to call it, conjunctivitis. And he did watch it. He said it's a little bit teary because Kylie and Jason and Margot were there and loads of other people. And they come back and they do their last scene. And it'll probably go down in history. Because we don't get that, do we? I mean, it'd be like sort of somebody blowing up the Queen Vic and everybody going, oh, hallelujah, it's about bloody time that happened, because it should have gone years ago. But in fact, this friend of mine was watching it and he said it's very good. He said it's very good. So it's a double episode special and all the Ramsay Street houses go under the hammer. They're selling them all, apparently, except one. That's all I will tell you. I'm not necessarily a Neighbours fan. I'm not sort of not a Neighbours fan. I watched it, but I'm now a little bit too old for that kind of thing. It just makes me feel a bit queasy.
Hello, it's Katrina Ridley here, and I'm really excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, The Rethinkers. In every episode, we take an aspect of life or society that we take as standard and get a fresh perspective. Whether that's rethinking fashion, you know, maybe we can buy things secondhand or make the most of what we already have, rethinking the 9-to-5, getting a more holistic view of happiness. We basically see what other methods and approaches are out there in order to make the best decisions for us. Let's get a fresh perspective on what we take as standard. Press Ctrl+Alt+Delete on life. So join me, Katrina Ridley, for the Rethinkers podcast. You can listen now on Global Player, download the app, or go to globalplayer.com.
Lewis Hamilton shows off his quirky sense of style. He dresses so camp. I've never seen any... Have you ever seen any of the clothes he wears? God in heaven. And here he is showing off his quirky sense of style in a green spot T-shirt and mustard jeans. I don't know where you get this stuff from, darling, but you can't be paying for it. It's garbage. It's absolute garbage. And he walks along and you think to yourself, if you were going out with a girl, Lewis, and I'm led to believe that, you know, you don't have a girlfriend at the moment, I don't think they'd want to be seen with you because you've got no sense of fashion at all. No sense of fashion. The only decent interview I ever saw with him was when he was on Top Gear. That was the only one where I thought that was actually quite good, but at least he dressed normally. All these sort of, you know, peculiar outfits he's wearing at the moment. I mean, really peculiar. No self-respecting woman, pal, is going to be seen with you anytime soon. Susan Kennedy moves fans to tears with an emotional soliloquy in Neighbours in the closing moments, which features the late Madge Bishop and Doug Willis. And it's sad for all of them. I think it's very sad for all of them because they've been a family for a long, 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 long time. Some move in and then some move out and they go to either here or they go to America or they go other places. And other people just sit there carrying on with it. And then it finishes. It's like doing... we did a thing years and years ago. We were at school. Our local operatic society did The Merry Widow, which I was involved with. They asked at school, they said, would anybody like to be in The Merry Widow? They're looking for flunkies. And they got you the outfit, which came from Angels. And all you had to do was take your black shoes in and make a silver buckle. My mum and dad made me silver buckles, which stuck on the shoes. And then you got the powdered wigs and everything else. And we thought it was great. And then the Operatic Society was the first one in the country to be allowed to do My Fair Lady with the original costumes from the film. And so they all arrived in trunks. And we rehearsed and rehearsed. In fact, I think we were doing 3 nights a week rehearsal. And again, I was a flunky. You know, we didn't get any more than that. We just had to carry drinks around at the Ascot Gavotte and places like that. And so you spend 2 weeks every night of the week, except for Sundays. For 2 weeks, we did these performances and you form a bond. You know, so when all of a sudden on the very last performance, it finishes, the orchestra pack away their instruments and they start dismantling the stage, we all felt, sort of pangs of sort of how sad, because you'd built up. It's like people who do pantomime. You ask anybody who does pantomime, they'll say, oh, it's fantastic. And then it finishes and you go, see you soon. See you soon. But you never know whether you're going to bump into all these people again. It's just one of those sort of things, isn't it? And that's how I think they will feel on Neighbours. They've spent a lot of time together and now they all go their separate ways, which is a bit of a shame, bit of a shame. Jennifer Lopez dons heels for a boat ride with child Emmy in Naples. That's it. They're all bizarre, these people, aren't they? I mean, do you get the feeling that sometimes these sort of big celebrities like Jennifer Lopez, they can't actually lift up a teacup for themselves. They have to get somebody else in for it. So they sort of turn up and you go, I'm sorry, sandwiches? Go and bloody make your own. Do you think she drinks? I don't think she drinks tea. I shouldn't think she drinks tea. I suspect she probably drinks water at a certain temperature with sort of maybe one ice cube in. Love Island's Ekin Sue, apparently she's some actress. Yeah, I think that kind of sums it up. Brought to tears as she and David, the one who's going to begin a cooking programme, not, serenaded by Alfie Bowe. So the final return to Ramsay Street and the tears and the show's final ever episode. It was filmed weeks ago. So they've managed to keep it really quiet, which I'm very impressed with. Johnny Depp mobbed by fans as he signs autographs while departing a restaurant in Paris. And I think he's mad as a fruit bat. Absolutely. But whatever it is, he seems to quite like meeting people. And obviously word got out, Johnny Depp's in the restaurant. So they all turn up and they all get their signatures and they get their photos and all the rest of it, which is quite sweet. And he's just recently, he sold some pictures. He did some oil paintings or something like that. He made £3 million in less than an hour. Well, they're not Picasso, no. Actually, when you go to Caesar's Palace or is it the Bellagio, they've got the Picasso restaurant and all around the walls are Picassos. You pay for the privilege of eating under Picassos. I think they've got like 12 or 15 Picassos, genuine Picassos. That's how much money there is in Vegas. That's why you think Adele has got to do her shows, because otherwise... Beyoncé dedicates Renaissance to her late gay uncle and thanks her beautiful husband, Jay-Z, which is quite nice. Her late gay uncle was called Johnny. She called him her godmother. So that's quite sweet, isn't it? And these people are sort of a bit more accepting now. Although... In America, I read a story coming in the car today, which was late, but I've already complained about that. It's very interesting that they have a drag bar, and the drag queens, while you're having your brunch, do turns and everything else. This bloke's taken them to court because he's found an old law from 1947 that means it is illegal for men to dress as women and work in a provocative manner. And so this pathetic little waste of space in America has taken them to court, you know, for being drag queens and operating. Well, if he loses, it's going to cost him a small fortune. I mean, we all know what he is. We know what he is. It's just that, you know, you get people like that and you think, yeah, whatever, love, whatever. Madonna didn't want misogynistic men trying to make her biopic. So she was determined to make a film about her extraordinary life herself. Oh, you can imagine how ghastly it's going to be. I mean, she's 63, but I thought she was a lot older. I seriously thought she was in her late 70s. I had no idea. I mean, 63 is nothing. So she's obviously sort of crammed an awful lot in. Bob Mortimer has reduced the number of times he topples over during his fishing show. People like it. If you're into fish, you'll like this show. If you hate fishing, you'll absolutely hate it. But they seem to get on really well together. And I think that's actually quite sweet. Because, it's not the most popular thing, fishing, is it? And you get fishing widows. My brother's wife is a fishing widow because he likes going off fishing. I've fished, yeah, but only when I was young. When I was young, I didn't enjoy it at all, no. No, I just didn't, no. Even the idea of putting a maggot on the hook, I didn't like. You open up your tin of maggots and you take one out and you put the hook through it. And then, couldn't think of anything worse. And if I caught a fish, I'd have to sit there waiting for my cousins to come back and then I'd go, oh, I think I've caught a fish. Because I didn't want to take it off the hook because sometimes the hook went through their lip and sometimes it went through their eye or ghastly. Absolutely. I never liked it at all. And so I was used to fishing for perch and gudgeon or whatever else we were. I can't remember what it was we were fishing for. But whatever it was, I didn't enjoy it. But my cousins, Stephen and Martin, absolutely loved it. My uncle Bill was a fisherman as well. And they just got into it. And my brother sort of kind of picked up on it. And he likes going fishing. It doesn't do a thing for me. Thank you very much indeed. Thank God he's got a garage to keep all this stuff in. Thank God I haven't got a garage to keep all this stuff in. Anyway, listen, have a great weekend. I hope you have a very, very nice weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday morning. If you go to the LBC website, you can download the Global Player app. And then you can download everything else. And you go back years, about 5 or 6 years, in fact, more than five, but between 6 and 7 years of podcasts there are. I think I've got something like 17,000. Whatever it is, it's a huge amount of podcasts. And the more you download, the happier we are. You know, they give me a pat on the back and go, well done, Steve. 1 million downloads a month can't be wrong. It's not bad, is it? Not bad at all. But anyway, have a nice time. Don't spend too much money, because remember, bills around the corner. That's not the bill, that's a bill. So just be careful. Have a nice time. I'll talk to you Monday. Till then, take care.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.